It was a story that ran in the Swedish daily Aftonbladet, which is the widest circulation daily in Sweden. And the story reported that Israelis were now slaughtering Palestinians randomly in order to harvest their body organs for sale. The story, need I say, had no basis whatsoever. It was built around the case of a single deceased Palestinian who had a scar on his body because he had been autopsied. But when reporters for other publications followed up the Aftonbladet story and went to this man's family, they denied having ever made such an accusation to Aftonbladet. In other words, the Swedish reporter had essentially made this up out of whole cloth. The Swedish ambassador to Israel apologized for the story, at which point she was reprimanded and forced by the Swedish foreign ministry to withdraw her apology on the grounds that it was an infringement on press freedom.